The bulldozers moved through the Jahangirpuri neighbourhood of northwest Delhi on Wednesday morning, accompanied by hundreds of police and paramilitary forces. They destroyed shops for 3 hours despite a Supreme Court order telling them to stop. The gate to the Jahangirpuri Mosque was also demolished, while the Hindu temple next to it stood intact.
This demolition should stop because no one from these shops took part in Saturday's violence. On that day, Hindus were creating trouble. Some people asked them to stop, but they didn't. And some of them pelted stone, and then some young kids from this side threw stones. But no one threw a stone from the mosque.
Police have cordoned off the neighborhood since Saturday's violence between Hindus and Muslims. It started when hundreds of Hindus led a procession through the largely Muslim neighborhood, carrying swords and chanting Hindu nationalist slogans. Most of the shops which were destroyed on Wednesday belonged to Muslims, but some Hindus lost their property too.
This is just wrong. If they want to clear the roads, they should serve a notice and inform us beforehand. And if they don't do that, they should at least give us time to move our things. It's just wrong to destroy people's livelihoods.
The North Delhi Municipal Corporation, which is run by the Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party, said Wednesday's operation was part of its regular drive to remove illegally built structures.
This is against some people who've encroached on government land. Some scrap dealers have blocked the whole road. We've come to clear that.
But the demolitions are taking place just 2 days after a senior member of the BJP told North Delhi's mayor to destroy any illegally constructed properties belonging to people arrested in connection with Saturday's violence. 24 people have been arrested so far, most of them Muslims. Saturday's violence follows a number of similar incidents across India in recent weeks that also occurred as Hindu groups were leading processions through largely Muslim neighborhoods.
India's Supreme Court is expected to hear a case against demolishing properties of people suspected of violence on Thursday. That's after 45 homes owned by Muslims were destroyed in the state of Madhya Pradesh last week. Opposition and civil society groups say the bulldozing of homes owned by Muslims suspected of violence only happens in states run by the governing BJP.
As the people of Jahangirpuri pick up what's left of their shops, they say they're being punished for violence they had nothing to do with. Elizabeth Puranam, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.
Javed Ansari is a journalist in New Delhi. He says the demolitions are being used as a political tool by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's party.
Local body elections are scheduled for later in the year in New Delhi. The BJP in two successive assembly elections in Delhi has been routed, and they are trying to use this as a means to try and get back to power. The bulldozer has now become a sort of an election mascot for the Bharatiya Janata Party. It is being viewed as a means to try and polarize. Last Wednesday, clashes took place between the members of the two communities. Tension has been simmering there. And now they've used this as an excuse to try and get rid of encroachments. If that indeed was the case, then half of Delhi is full of encroachments and illegal structures. South Delhi, one of the poshest colonies in South Delhi, Scenic Farms, that's where the rich and famous of Delhi stay. That's wholly illegal. Why not begin from there? Why begin where the poorest people stay, and most of them happen to be from a particular community, the Muslims?